podcast is part of the Podcast Your Scene Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourscene.com.
Yeah, the local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the Creep songs. Those
running
are
in circles.
You just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. I heard a comedian talk about him and Michael J. Fox. You know, the world, something's wrong with the world when Michael J. Fox is all screwed up and Ozzy's fine.
Hey, it's Bill. You're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, RootaRootRadio.com, BuildTheScene.com/radio, AltRockRadio.ca, coming from Toronto, 107.1 FM, St. Louis, Missouri. I think I hit them all. With me right now is Randy Cole from NN Raw Promotions. And also, if you were listening a couple episodes ago, he was also on with his band Feast on the Fallen. Did I say it right that time?
Yep, you got it that time.
Okay, so we're going to have this conversation that we had a little bit earlier just so everybody can hear it. So I'm asking him how to pronounce it, and I typed NN space RA, and he says, and he types N hyphen N space RAH. And I said, so like the Egyptian sun dog or like a cheerleader?
The little combination of both. We're going to have a Egyptian cheerleader runner go rah, rah, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, you got to emphasize that rah.
So now go ahead and explain where it came from.
It's actually Japanese mythology. So are you familiar with Mortal Kombat?
Mm-hmm.
You know the character Smoke?
Yeah.
So his character was actually based off of this like super old Japanese mythology called the Anenra. What they are is they're like these demons are like divine beings and that take the form of like smoke, and they like, you know, they have like a human form whenever they want to be seen. They in the folklore, they apparently they'll, you know, form themselves like by like bonfires, and they say that only the purest of heart are able to see them. I was kind of just like browsing around at different names, and I was actually playing Mortal Kombat. I was using Smoke as a character. I was just like, that's a pretty cool word. I think if I'm going to use this for something ever, then that's what I'm going to use it for.
I played the original Mortal Kombat.
Oh yeah. Good stuff.
I'm trying to remember. He was yellow and he threw something out of his hand and he yelled, "Get over here."
Scorpion.
Scorpion. That's who I used all the time. Couldn't remember his name, but I remember what he did.
Yeah, he's a good character. And then he pulled off his face and he was just like a skull that shot fire everywhere.
That was original to when I was in high school.
Yeah, there you go.
Talking about age earlier. So I don't want to get too much into Feast on the Fallen, but I do want to mention that you were on a recent episode and that everyone should go and check that out. And I'm even going to give the episode number here. It was number 460, and this one is 462. So really was fresh.
Yes.
So I talked to Randy and said, hey, why don't you come on and talk about your promotion company as well? So that's where we are now. I know you have, I think you have two shows scheduled coming up.
Yeah, two as of right now.
One on May 24th at Black Forge. Is that at the new Black Forge or at the original one?
Yeah, that's going to be at the new one in the McKees Rocks area.
And who's playing that?
That one is, well, initially, this actually just happened. Initially, it was supposed to be Shrouded in Neglect, Carnivora, they're from Salem, Massachusetts, Plagueist, and Aspirant. But recently, Shrouded in Neglect can no longer play the show.
And then on June 27th, you have another show at Goose Geese?
On the June 17th.
17th, I'm sorry. I'm looking right at it and said the wrong number.
<You're good. laughs> Yes, that one's going to be at Goose Geese. That's with the band Discoveries, the band Glass Idols, and then Transcendence.
I am familiar with Transcendence.
Yeah, good guys.
They have been on the show.
I don't think I've watched that episode, but I'll have to check it out.
I don't know that episode number off the top of my head. I would have to search that one.
I'll figure it out. I'll just listen through all of them until I find it.
It's been a while. I absolutely love that idea, and everyone listening should do that.
Yep, the only way.
That's the purpose of the Pennsylvania Rock Show, is to get the music heard. So, you know, to get it heard, people actually have to listen to it.
Right.
So those of you tuned in to listen to Randy and I talk tonight, you should listen to some of the other episodes and learn about some new bands. And while you're at it, go out to some shows and watch some new bands as well.
Well, yeah.
Don't do that Pittsburgh thing where you show up for your band and leave.
Oh, my God. I hate that.
And I really sound like a hypocrite right now because I haven't been to a show in a while. But
but at least you didn't show up to one and leave.
True. Although I did do that recently.
Sometimes I understand, you know, especially if the show is running late, you got to work in the morning. I get it. But well, there has been way too many times that I see either people show up for one band then leave, or the band show up for their set then leave. It's just like, come on.
I was trying to remember who. It was at Hyde Park Tavern. There were three bands playing. I can't remember. I can only remember one of them right now. it was Red Sun.
Okay.
And then it was the something. Their lead singer owns a tattoo shop. I can't believe I can't remember it. But my goal was to go for the whole show. I ended up there when Red Sun was playing, and then a guy I knew that lives in Florida that I haven't seen in forever was there, and he came over and was talking to me. He's like, "Hey, I'm heading to Leechburg Moose. You should come hang out." Tell me, like, I'm assuming you have more shows that you're planning on scheduling. How would a band go about getting on one of those shows? And like, are you booking places other than the two that we talked about? I see Howlers in the past list.
Yeah, Howlers was my first one. That was a really, really cool show. I was really impressed with the first one. I do plan on doing a lot more. Mainly what it comes down to is, like, to a degree, I actively seek out bands that are from out of town or maybe just local bands that, like, want a show. But mainly I kind of just, like, I throw my name out there, and a lot of touring bands will, you know, hit me up through Facebook or through email or whatever, and I'll see what I can do to help them out if it's in the cards for me. I got some stuff in the works for later on this summer. Definitely some different venues. I try to branch out when it comes to all the different stuff that's going on. Maybe some, like, outside of the Pittsburgh area stuff eventually. That would just depend on the situation at hand, you know?
I do have another question. The bands that I recognize out of the shows that are listed are definitely metal bands.
Yes.
Are you sticking to metal, or are you looking to expand up to other genres?
I've actually looked into like some different genres. I'm not opposed to being like a multi-genre promoter. Just, you know, there's so many metal bands that I know and so many metal bands that I can associate and work with. So that's just kind of what the genre has been geared towards as of right now.
I definitely understand that. Being someone who's trying to break out of what I've been known for. the Pennsylvania Rock Show has rock in the name, but it's really been rock and metal since the first day.
Right.
And then I started Build the Scene, and the goal of Build the Scene is to unite all the different genres in southwestern Pennsylvania.
Exactly. And
they aren't being quite as cooperative as I expected they would be. So
it does happen.
So three questions and a song, my other podcast, I've been able to incorporate some other genres and bands from outside southwestern Pennsylvania, which will help build the scene, both the website and literally build the scene. But I have a band who I was talking to their lead singer the other night, and he wants to play some shows here in western Pennsylvania. That's why I asked about genres. I will give you his information. I'll say it on air too. Why not? The band is called The Crowning.
They're
from Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
They are very, very good, but definitely not metal.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm not that kind of person that's like, I'm only going to book metal. No, honestly, I'm good with any kind of genre, really, as long as you're a cool person and not asking me for like $20,000 for a guarantee, then we're good.
And coincidentally, on June 15th, The Crowning will be my guest on Three Questions and the Song with their newest single.
So
you could tune in and hear their single. They're releasing it on May 23rd, so it's going to be a few weeks old when I get around to doing the episode. But I've heard it. It's really good.
All listeners should tune into that show and definitely check out the band.
And if you want to check out Three Questions and a Song, you just go to podcastyourscene.com. And I don't know. Have you been on that site, Randy?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. So Podcast Your Scene is another one of my websites. And it literally is a place to go where you find podcasts about local unsigned music. And I think I have 16 podcasts, maybe 17 up there now. And I can only claim 3 of them, and 2 of them are active. The rest of them are others, belong to other people. although I was talking to Doug Carnahan earlier, before Randy and I started to do this, he is episode number 9 of Three Questions and a Song, and he was part of my other podcast that's not active. It's called Throwdown, and he wants to do that on occasion. So that one might come back. That one's like a round table where we get a bunch of musicians together and we discuss a topic about what's going on in the scene.
Ooh.
See, now you want to be on another one of my shows.
I do. I'm just going to be on the week after week. It's never going to stop. Hey, I don't mind, though. I like it.
So what is there? I don't know if I've really, you know, most of my questions are geared towards bands, and I don't want to miss anything that you might want to get out there. Is there anything we haven't discussed that you'd want to mention? Do you have any more information from Feast on the Fallen that you'd like to throw out before I go and play a bunch of music?
Oh, let's see. We're definitely stacking up the shows for this summer. We're going to be doing a couple in June that will be announced pretty soon. One in July that I know of. There's one in August that has been announced. That's with Leprosy, couple other bands in the north side. I think we're going to try to do something in September, a little tour action if we can. Doing some recording this summer as well. It's going to be very busy. Oh, and we're shooting a music video on July 28th.
I think I got an invite to that now that you mention it.
Yep. At Sheridan Skate Park. If you would like to be, if anybody listening would like to be a part of that, you can check that out on our Facebook page. Click that going button. Come show up and smash a skateboard off your head.
How about this? Let me look at that list of bands again real quick.
And, okay.
We will include any of the bands that I have in the playlist tonight.
Cool.
Let's see. I have Transcendence. I have Human Delusion. And I think I got Ignition Point this week.
Ooh, okay.
I don't have the other ones.
You guys killed it. All those bands, they kill it, dude.
This has been episode number 462 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show with NN Raw Promotions. Randy Cole, also of the band Feast on the Fallen, who you're going to hear from shortly. Make sure you check out the Pennsylvania Rock Show each and every week. You can find that at parockshow.com. And upcoming next week, we have Sundown. The following week will be Black Ridge. Then we jump to June 7th. I think it's 31 days in May, right? So I need another band.
You need another band to do?
I do. I need a band in between.
Check out. Everyone Hates Everything. I highly recommend it.
So on June, I'm going to contact them and I'm going to say, he said you need to be on the show.
Absolutely.
On June 7th, we have Across the Dawn. June 14th is Neostem. Yeah.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Junior from Unbroken Soul, and you are listening to the Pennsylvania Rock Show.
Darkness, will I be prepared? Yeah.